Well, no big news on the Texas A&M to the SEC front today, but there was a pretty good story out of Oklahoma. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's the first look at your sports. The University of Oklahoma has reportedly laid down its demands if they're going to consider remaining in the Big 12 Conference. According to sources of the Daily Oklahoman, OU will consider remaining only in a reformed version of the league that would include, quote, hard and fast rules for the Texas Longhorn Network and the removal of Big 12 Commissioner Dan Beebe. It had been confirmed Monday that whatever Oklahoma does, Oklahoma State will do, and the unnamed source told the Oklahoman that it would take, quote, major reforms. The report goes on to say that the Sooners are demanding that the Longhorn Network, quote, retreat on some of its broadcast plans. In another part of the story, Oklahoma State's main booster and alum Boone Pickens said that he had detected a thaw in Texas A&M's stance to leave the Big 12. But A&M spokesman Jason Cook responded to that by saying, quote, Texas A&M has made our intention perfectly clear. We do not intend to be a member of the Big 12 past this season. As for the demand that Beebe be fired, the paper wrote that sources claim Beebe was not responsive enough to the concerns of Nebraska a year ago or A&M more recently, that he instead decided to overly appease the University of Texas. Again, that from the Daily Oklahoman this afternoon. Let's talk about the game. Yesterday, we had Coach Mike Sherman talking about the importance of this game with Oklahoma State in terms of recruiting. And the whole Aggie game day experience for young prospects is certainly a positive byproduct of the game. Defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter says that having it here will be great, but winning it here is even better.
This is one of those games that recruiting is a huge factor in it, but it's a huge game for our program. Now, this is a game we need to win. Our players know that. Our coaches know that. If we can knock off another top 10 team here at Kyle Field, and I know the 12th man, they're going to be jacked this weekend. And if we can get that done, I think it's just going to catapult our team to continue to, you know, go the right direction. So this is absolutely a huge game for recruiting and for our program.
The kickoff a little after 2:30 Saturday. We'll be on the air at 11:30 with the Fan Zone Show. Texas quarterback Garrett Gilbert will not get a chance to win back his starting quarterback job in Austin, at least not this season. The 19th-ranked and undefeated Longhorns say the junior signal caller will miss the rest of the year after having shoulder surgery. Gilbert was hurt in the season opener against Rice, but the injury wasn't disclosed until this week. Gilbert started the next game against BYU and was pulled in the second quarter and demoted to third string last week. Well, better late than never, the national champion A&M women's basketball team is finally getting its visit to the White House. President Barack Obama will greet Coach Gary Blair and the team on October the 6th in Washington. Traditionally, all major sports national champions and pro sports champs receive a greeting from the president. The UConn men's basketball championship team had their visit back on May the 17th. Some scheduling conflicts have delayed the Aggies' visit, but now it's scheduled October the 6th. With construction crews around them, the A&M baseball team started fall practice yesterday. The practices will be centered around an on-field and off-field inter-squad competition called the Omaha Cup. The Aggies will start the 2012 season in the renovated Olsen Field at Bluebell Park February the 17th with hopes of ending it with a second straight trip to the College World Series. This fall, practices will be closed to the public because of the construction. Well, the Texas Rangers are closing in on another American League West title. They picked up another half game and now lead the LA Angels by 5 games in the rapidly closing West race. The Rangers were off yesterday, but the Angels fell 3-2 to Toronto in 10 innings. Texas will open a series at Oakland tonight. Texas has just 9 games left, 3 at Oakland, 3 at home with Seattle this weekend, and then 3 at Anaheim. They have a magic number now of 5. That's any combination of Ranger wins or Angel losses, so they could wrap up the division before the weekend or before the Angel series. LA has 3 more at Toronto before finishing with 6 straight home games. NFL fans are seeing plenty of scoring so far this season, with 172 touchdowns being scored. That's the most in the first 2 weeks of any NFL season. and quarterbacks have accumulated a record 15,771 net passing yards through the first 2 weeks. Seven teams are undefeated entering week three, including four clubs that did not make the playoffs last year: Buffalo, Detroit, Washington, and Houston, who's never made the playoffs. New England, Green Bay, and the New York Jets are the other undefeated teams. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to sports on WTAW.com.